after you smoothie me ice cold pizza, cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits been like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that his mercy flows in the morning.
Can you hear me on the Blog Talk Radio now? Anyway, I was talking about the Mare spirit, M-A-R-E. So God began to show me how to deal with this spirit, which I had already dealt with it. You see, it's a new day, brothers and sisters. It's a new day. And I always deal with the Mare spirit when I'm dealing with sex demons, incubus, and succubus. Some of you may need to listen to my testimony of overcoming that spirit myself. Have been brutally tortured and tormented by that demon and had a physical manifestation of rape and sodomy from that demon. Okay? So I'm very, very well acquainted with it. That's why I wrote that book, Incubus and Succubus. I wrote that 30 years ago, okay? And then I updated it about 10 years ago. No sound again. No sound. Hang up and dial back in. Because you can believe the devil does not want me to deal with this, but I'm going to deal with it anyway. So, get a break. How many people can hear me and how many people cannot hear me this morning? Audio on Blog Talk clear now. Thank you. So anyway, the succubus and incubus was attacking people this week. I know it. It tried to attack me. But I fought it off because it doesn't normally try to attack me, but a lot of new people were calling in for ministry. And God kept telling me, just wait. Don't minister to anybody. Just wait. So God put me in a holding pattern. God will do that to you. And so then God let me put that schemes of witchcraft on there. And several people got hit by that. I don't know if you did or not, but everybody that got hit by that demon from that interview, I took them to deliverance immediately. But God said, wait. So yesterday, I had gotten an email from Roger and his spiritual mother. Well, Roger, basically. But he was coming from Minnesota. And I also had a pastor and his whole family and his wife, and their 11 adopted children were coming. So what God did, he said, don't take that down and wait, I'm going to tell you when to take it down. So I said, okay, but I began to pray for each one of you, those that could discern that demon. And that could discern what was coming at you from that name, from that interview. Well, there was an incubus and a succubus on there. Well, God said, it's not the incubus and the succubus I want you to deal with. I want you to rewrite what you know about the mare spirit. I didn't finish it. And I could not finish it. Listen to me. Until today. When I went down to take this young man to the fire on the water baptism in Dawsonville, I actually cut the speaker on. And I ran it. And I didn't even know why I was running it until this morning when I got an email. I forget that there are people that are listening from around the world that don't have Roku, and they don't have, they have access to YouTube, but I wasn't live streaming it through YouTube. I was live streaming it through Spreaker. So when you get time, make sure you listen to this message, because the preacher got up and preached. That was the one that had preached for 11 weeks that brought Christ Fellowship into the revival. And his message, listen, was straight deliverance. It was Baptist style, but it was straight deliverance. And it was illustrative. So if you have an opportunity, you go to their Facebook and please watch that or listen to it. But if you listen to Spreaker here, I think it's posted. And it's posted under North Georgia Revival. I did not know how important last night was going to be. So when the young man got his alphabet, because now they baptize you, they give you a card and they have A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Well, guess what? He had G. And I said it to them, and I said it over the speaker. I said, it's going to be a long night tonight, because it was about 400 or 500 people being baptized, and the young man that was with me was at the end. So I told you I'm doing a radio program at 10 o'clock this morning over in Chattanooga for another ministry. And I'll give you all the details. I'm going to do that. But I knew I couldn't sit there after the preached word was done. The Lord said, get up and go sit in the car and read. Pull out your spirit side subject unto you. I said, okay. But what happened is when I got out in the car, I didn't even have a heavy coat on. I was cold, and all I could do was pray. So I began to pray. And God began to show me visions of people being set free. Well, the whole message was of people being set free. So I thought the vision was parallel to what I had just come out of. I got some news for you. I want to play the song, because this is the song they kept playing over and over and singing it and putting the words up. Just prepare your heart to receive what I'm getting ready to give you with regards to the mare demon, which I'm going to break that down and do some deliverance from incubus and succubus. Prepare your hearts. Just listen to this. They probably won't let me put it up on YouTube because it's copywritten, but I'm going to try.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. Just when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle.
This is how we fight. This is how we fight our battle. This is how we fight our battle. This is how we fight our battle.
Okay. When I first heard that song, I listened and I said, okay, this is how we fight our battles. What Michael W. Smith was saying is that we fight our battles. He says, like, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. So I said, okay, I kind of like this song. I like it, you know, but I don't play music just because I like it. I play music to defeat the enemy. And so he was saying that this is how he fights his battles. I said, okay. But I saw it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I got to see stuff. I got to see it to the point that I can understand it so that I can make it work for me. Until I can understand it, I won't teach it. I'll just wait on God to make it plain. So they kept playing that song. I got all the praise and worship. It's episode 294 on Spreaker. Put that in the chat room, episode 294. Because all the worship and praise at the North Georgia Revival is for warfare. Now, I told you that on what day was that we went to Sherman's, where Sherman did that work, did the strategy for total war? I don't know, Friday? Anyway, I think it was Friday. The Lord had told me, I want you to develop a spiritual plan on total war. And I gave you the anointing because I sent you where the man utilized the mind of Christ when I gave him the strategy for total war. He said, so I want you to wage total war against the enemy. Total war, I have to, you can look it up. Just look up total war, General William Tecumseh Sherman, who was the head of the Union Army during the Civil War. And he said, General Sherman also had, put this in there, a war train, T-R-A-I-N, which was a real train, which ran on real tracks. He had a war train, and he used war tunnels. You hear me? He used war tunnels. So I said, okay, I know you've given me something to win because my whole strategy is to win against the works of the devil. So a lady tried to curse me. Yep, a lady tried to curse me on Saturday. And this is the word she used. That's what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. You better watch what people say to you. She said, you know, Erica, you're doing a good work. Now, see, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me whether people think I'm doing a good work or a bad work because they didn't call me. She said, but now, she said, one day you're going to get your reward in heaven. I listened. She said, did you hear me? I said, yeah. But I heard it. But it didn't penetrate my spirit or my soul. She said, did you hear me? I said, what? She said, You might not get your reward on earth, but God's going to reward you in heaven. Brothers and sisters, I said, Satan, I didn't say nothing to her because there's something called common courtesy and good common sense. But when I stepped away from that person that was trying to curse me, so you say, well, why was she trying to curse you, Erica? Because the Bible says, he who gives up mother, father, sister, brother, houses shall receive more in this time and the world to come. She was trying to curse me. She was trying to take me back to that old slave mentality. Oh, you just be a good slavey and let me work you like a dog. Let me break you down and destroy your self-worth, self-value, self-esteem. But don't worry, slavey, when you get to heaven, when I get to heaven, I'm going to have more than I had on earth. But let me tell you something. The devil is not going to negate or stop me from possessing my possessions here on earth. So I begin to bind and rebuke those words. Brothers and sisters, you have to be careful what people say to you. Because the Bible says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, if he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, I don't have to wait till I get to heaven to get nothing. Because when I get to heaven, I'm going to appreciate and enjoy the things I got from right here on earth. You follow me? That was a curse. The devil tried to use this woman to curse me. But glory be to God. You can't curse. No man can curse what God has blessed. And I went on and I shared with this lady some witchcraft strategies that God had showed me for this area here. You know why, brothers and sisters? I'm not going to die here. I'm just passing through here. My home is in heaven. I don't know where my body gonna be buried, but I'm not at home here anyway. So there is nothing I want to possess here. I'm just stewarding whatever God has allowed me to steward here. So I broke that curse, and I knew I had to break that curse because I realized that is the same way the slaves were cursed in this area, by believing that they got to be a slave here and wait to get a reward in heaven. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'm building my treasure up here. I will possess my possessions right here because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they, all me, all you, all of us have an inheritance right here, right now. Only difference is, just like when Moses died and Joshua took over and they went in the promised land, and Joshua distributed to each man and each tribe their possessions. They had to fight to possess what God already caused them to possess. So I knew when the enemy tried to put some old slave stuff on me, I said, this is 2019. And this devil's still trying to understand that I'm free. That God had made me free from all the bondages to sin, from all the effects of sin God had made me free back in the 80s. And when Jesus said, be not entangled again into the yoke of bondage wherewith I have made you free. When Jesus said, put not your trust in the arm of flesh. When Jesus said, the heart of man is desperately wicked. Because what does man want to do? Dominate. And what did God tell man to do? Dominate. But not dominate people. Not people. So you see, brothers and sisters, in this walk with God, don't let any man or any woman bind you up, especially with knowledge. Because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the revealer of all truth. And anything you're supposed to know, no man can stop you from knowing it. Anything you're supposed to possess, no man or woman. No man or woman. You see, put this in the chat room. God can use the devil, but the devil can't use God. You hear me? I said to Brother Joe and Jose, I said, you know what? I said, God got something really good for the devil to try to get me to come into agreement with a curse like that. He must think I'm a kindergarten saint. No, 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 no. Been there, done that. Fought my way through that and won. So let me bring you up to snuff. I'm laying down the foundation. Now remember, he had already told me about the mirror demon. God wants this area. It had to be spiritual warfare taking place some kind of way that was at a higher level. But I couldn't see it, and we can't see it until the Lord reveals it. So when I put that interview with the schemes of the devil, whatever, and God knew that I was going to have to fight that thing because I'm a fighter by nature. I'm a God-made warrior. But God give you new information how to win, because you see them devils, they spread information and knowledge every second by second, second by second, second by second, because they don't believe God is God, but he is. So I said, God is going to do something. So then the Lord say, you see, my email's been messed up. So if you have tried to email me and I haven't responded to you, it's probably that I didn't get your email because of this fight I've been in. But Jesus won. He always wins. So anyway, I checked my email, and this young man has said he was coming here this weekend from Minnesota. And I said, oh, God, I must have missed him. So I dialed his number, and I said, where are you? And he said, I'm two blocks from Grace. That's the bookstore where the oil, where they prayed the oil in. I said, oh. And then he told me that he left work. But this is the part I'm going to tell you about. He left work on Friday and just came straight here from work, heading this way. Now, you can check the mileage from Minnesota. Jose, how many miles is that? From Minnesota to here is a lot of miles. So I gave him the address, and he came over. Please hear what I'm saying to you. He came in. I met him. His name is Roger. And those of you that were on the chain line, I mean the TED line, chain line, oh, God, that were on the TED line, you know I asked you to pray for him. So he came in. And he told me his name, and I asked him a lot of questions. But he said, you see, the Bible talks about every tribe and every nation. Brothers and sisters, from him to here, from where he lives to here, is 1,440.7 miles. Put that down in there. 1,440.7 miles. So he drove 1,440.7 miles in one day. He slept in his car. He didn't even go home and get the clothes. He came with the clothes on his back. So this is what he said, and I was listening to him. He said, I come. He said, I'm from the Hmong people. I said, the Hmong people? He said, yeah. He said, we are people without a country, without a nation. I said, you're people without a nation? And then he went on to explain about like Laos and how when the Vietnam War ended, how they came to the U.S. because they didn't have a country. And they've never had a country. So the only country he's ever had, the only nation he's ever known, is his heavenly nation. Yay! I contained myself with that. Because I knew then that there was a spiritual something that God was going to do that was going to cause some kind of opening in the spirit realm. Now, he's here. I'm listening to him. And I'm listening to, he wanted to come here so bad, he just cranked his car up. And a spiritual mom told him, look, you go. Because they didn't hear back from me. His spiritual mom, who is really close to God, said, you go. Maybe God just wants you to set your foot on the land. I've been there where God has sent me places where he just wanted my feet to touch the ground. That's what happened when he sent me to Pine Ridge, Kentucky, when he sent me to Jonathan Edwards First Church, when he sent me to the First Presbyterian Church that Billy Graham ever preached out of. So I say, well, okay. You just rest, and tomorrow we'll go over to the oil. And the enemy has said to me, don't go. Don't go this Sunday. You could work on what you got to work on for that broadcast. But when God sent this young man, that was a sign I had to go. Because, see, I promised God when he told me to come here, the instructions he gave me were, you take them to the baptism, you take them to the oil, you take them up the mountain. Now, not everybody gets the whole thing, but I did not understand. I'm understanding better. So I got the understanding of the baptism tonight. So he has a very, very, very humble nature. He could, if you didn't know it, be a priest. Because I said to Brother Joe, I said, he is either an angel in human flesh or a messenger of God to come here to do something or prophetically instruct me to another level, or working with him, God sent him as a God will send somebody to guide you, to be, use their circumstances to guide you into his next blessing for you. So we went down there, and the preacher was preaching a message of deliverance. And he was telling how he had got delivered from being a cocaine addict and how he had treated his wife bad, his kids bad. But then one day Jesus came in and made himself real to him. And he was, the topic of his subject was, what well are you drinking from? He talked about the well that keeps you to go in cyclical, in a cyclical pattern with the same same problems over and over and over. But he said you could drink out the well of that living water from Jesus. So I sat there and I was blessed by the word. See, the word blesses me. It blesses my socks off. And then it was time for the baptism. Don't you know, he got one of them letters that was all the way at the end. At the end. So I said again, it's going to be a long night tonight. And I began to think, what could I best do with my time? Because a lot of times I just sit there and wait on the Lord. But the Lord said, this time, I want you to pray, because you know you got to do that radio program Monday morning. So I start praying. I start seeing open visions of people being set free. I began to see, God began to show me how he's going to show me even more so. Because when I minister to a person one-on-one, I can actually see in their body. I see whatever God wanted to deliver the person from. I see whatever the demons are and so forth. Because real seers can see that kind of stuff. Okay? Real seers see. And then I saw the demons dissipate. They just dissolved. They just disappeared. And I was thinking about that song, "This Is How I Fight My Battles." Now, I said, okay, God, but your word says cast out demons. He said, you know how to cast out demons. I'm not talking about casting out demons right now. I'm talking about total warfare. I'm teaching you how to do total warfare. Remember, Erica, winning? I said, yeah. I said, so, okay. So, about then, Brother Joe, I was getting worried because it was taking so long, but I wasn't worried until God. I wasn't worried, but I was thinking, I got to leave here soon so I can be on time for my blog talk. I don't have this radio program structured. I can't do it like I do now. This is somebody else's program, and it is secular radio, you know? So God said, well, this is what I want you to do on the radio. Now, that's finished. I mean, just like that. This is what I want you to do on the radio, so that's finished. Do that. I said, okay. He said, but I want to show you something that relates back to what I told you to do last week. And it's going to relate to the way you're going to win total wars of spiritual death. I said, okay. We were driving. I didn't have it yet. We were driving. He said, you know how you don't like people who sleep all the time? I said, yes, God, I know. And the reason I don't like people who sleep all the time is because they waste time. They waste anointing. And it gives devils an open territory to work through you in the spiritual realm when you sleep too much. And when you sleep all the time, you are actually not benefiting the kingdom of God or utilizing God's anointing to the fullest. So we came to right where you take 285 onto 75. When we got there, a demon hit Jose. And I didn't know what the demon was, but I know that if I didn't say something, he was going to go right into the barrels. And I said something, Brother Joe said something at the same time. And then I just said, well, go to the left and go get off, go to the left and come back around. He did it. But a demon spoke out of Jose that was getting ready to make an excuse for it. The Lord said, block it. I blocked it. It got quiet in the truck. The Lord said, as Jose went around, got off, and the street he got off, there's a church there that I had been to. And I said, Brother Joe, remember this is the road you get off to go to that church? He said, yep, sure is. I said, so, but what that let me know is that God was in control of this and that the spiritual atmosphere and the airways right where we were had already been taken over by God. That's what I'm getting to. So we get back on I-75. The Lord said, now, I want you to watch. A truck came up on the right side. It was the Allied Van Line under the other name, Reliable. And he said, pray for that driver. Now, I began to pray for the driver. The Lord strengthened the driver. The Lord blessed the driver. The Lord let the driver wake up. Because that big old truck was swaying across two lanes. I prayed. I saw the driver get his composure back together and go straight with that truck. I said, thank you, Lord. He said, now, I want you to break that sleeping demon off Jose. I said, what? He said, break that sleeping demon off Jose. He said, not only do I want you to break it off Jose, I want you to break it off Jose's family line. I want you to break it off Jose all the way back to Adam. I want you to destroy its power and its ability. I took authority in that truck. I bound that demon. I rebuked it. I talked to that devil. I saw that devil lift up out of that truck and go right through the glass. I said, oh, Jesus. He said, now I'm going to tell you why. See, this is what I love about God. He will tell you why. He said, remember I'm teaching you total warfare? Total war, how to win in total war? I said, yeah. He said, you just came out of one of my most effective weapons I've ever had. I say, what? He said, at the North Georgia Revival, they baptized people all night long. We left out of there at 3:33 a.m. 3:33 a.m. All night long. People are effectively defeating the devil in the time that the witches and the wizards and the warlocks are doing their most effective work. They are being defeated because people are going down bound and coming up unbound. People are going down a sinner and coming up out of that water a saint. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, God showed me how he initiated that spiritual warfare in such a covert manner that ain't nobody seeing it but what it really is. Lives are being transformed in the midnight hour. People are being snatched out of hell in the midnight hour. People are being delivered from the bondage of disobedience in the midnight hour. People are being set free from themselves in the midnight hour. It's glorious. It's the epitome of winning spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. He said, now you see it. Now you understand it. Now you have a better understanding. The oil, symbolic of my Holy Spirit, symbolic of my anointing of liberty. The oil. Hallelujah. And then the full immersion, the baptism, going down an old man, coming up a new creation. It don't get no better than this. Jesus, winning spiritual warfare through the transfiguration of men and women on earth, just like Jesus transfigured himself in front of those disciples that he loved. Jesus is transfiguring men and women all over this place. Pastor Todd said, all the different states he had been in, baptizing people with the same effect. Brothers and sisters, it is a good morning. But let me tell you this. God said, remember when I showed you, Erica, a long time ago, in the book of Genesis, that the evening and the morning is the first day. That the evening and the morning was the second day. He said, my day starts in the evening, goes through the night, and starts over again in the morning. The evening and the morning is the first day. Brothers and sisters, God is moving according to his own word, in his own manner. You ain't got to apologize for nothing. You don't have to listen to that slavey talk that Satan tried to put out there to bind you up. Because Jesus said, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. And Jesus said, don't be entangled again into the yoke of bondage once he sets you free. Jesus said he came to set the captives free. The devil always tries to counterfeit the things of God. He always tries to pervert. So what did he do? He took the evening through the night to the morning and tried to claim it as his own. But those people, and they will tell you, we don't rush. We take our time with everybody. And we don't care that it goes into the next day. But let me tell you something. It wasn't their idea. It wasn't even their plan. It was God's idea. And it is God's plan. Because the evening and the morning was the first day. They all time is under the direct authority of God. All time. So, brothers and sisters, God is teaching total war to us and all warfare battlers. And God is going to use you. Because then God brought me back. He said, remember when I first taught you how to pray? Yeah. I said, yeah. He said, you used to do sleep in, shut in. You used to pray all night to take back the territory He said, it ain't no different. I'm baptizing all night. I'm making me a new all night long. It's a glorious day. You're living in a glorious time. Get on board the war train and stop letting the enemy wage war. Take it to him. Take it to him. Take everything he got back from him. Stop being the victim of a loser and become the disciple of a winner who not only wins in this time, but he wins in your eternity. God didn't create you a loser. God created you to win because he's already won. You and I have dominion. And see them little dirty tricks? Remember I told you I did not record that for the speaker. It just went out there. Because the enemy thought he was going to bind up God's people covertly and secretly through a demon that had already been defeated in my own life. Incubus, succubus, mare. But God showed me how important that mare is. So you got to give me a little time today. And tomorrow morning, we're going to deal with the incubus, succubus, and the mare. You start binding and rebuking it. Even if you didn't get hit that you know of, it's a possibility. Because today I'm taking it down. Because I have what God needed me to learn. And I'm still learning it. But the modern day devil ain't no match for God. The modern day witches, no match for the Holy Spirit. The modern day demons, devil, Satan, Beelzebub are under our feet and his head is being crushed. So now I understand. I understand. In total war, you have to have total winning strategies. And they only come from God. They only come from God. And God has been preparing some of you by what you've been going through so you could enter into total war, total winning. See, this old slavery stuff is over. It's over. This is how we fight our battles. Using strategic warfare weapons of God. I'll see you tomorrow on the TED line. Be prepared to get free from the mare devil. And I'm going to teach you how it works tomorrow.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
Yeah. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you think you're lost,
it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
right now renounce all airway spirits, all transference of spirits from that podcast interview. In the name of Jesus, I bind those spirits up. In the name of Jesus, any spirits that try to attach themselves from that witchcraft through the description of those rituals, and any spirits manifesting to that young man that he needs to be delivered of himself, we bind those spirits right now. We bind them in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I command those words to fall to the ground to zero. I command the ear gate to be opened and restored in the name of Jesus. I break, bind, destroy every rebuke, the dumb and deaf spirit that would have transferred by way of witchcraft through that interview. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go in the name of Jesus. Father God, I put your word over that. And your word says that although we walk, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into obedience. I break the power of airways assignments through that interview. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out right now. Any devil, demon, spirit from the rituals described, I command those spirits to dissipate. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Right now, go, 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 go. I break your power. Any person that was held captive or taken captive by any words through that interview and through those descriptions, because of the same spirits in their gene pool, genealogy, or ancestry on the mother's side or the father's side, I bind you up. I renounce you, and I command you in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go right now. Go. You see, brothers and sisters, you begin to thank the Lord because he allowed you to go through that so you could know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you got the victory over those demons in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
Yeah. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Just when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm
we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.
The name of your family members, your name, pictures. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to finally get baptized myself. I waited on God, but I'd like to take your name and your family members' names down in that water with me. If you will, email me everybody and those that need to be saved in your family. We're gonna take them under that water next week. I'm gonna talk to the pastor myself. I'm gonna go get baptized, and I'm gonna take your family members. Email it to ericatedline@outlook.com. Anybody, as much people as you could think of, I'm gonna take them down in that water with me.
Of a mighty rush of wind, it's close to mine than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. Are up.